How goes it?
Hello.
This is Friday night edition, half hour express.
Well, that's just some kind of coffee.
Yeah, you wish.
He looks so goofy.
Okay, we switched ends. That's okay.
All right, half-hour show, haphazardly put together. I am completely uncomfortable from broadcasting from where I'm at. Just thought I'd throw that out there. And then, things that are going on, SILPA is not dead. There, in fact, is another bill being put before the Senate that is essentially the same thing under a different name. And it looks more like the Kill Switch bill, which appeared a couple years ago, which would have granted legislation that would have allowed the executive branch to effectively kill the internet in their response to cyber security emergencies. And of course, ACTC or ACTA is still out there. That was not going away anytime soon. I think eventually they'll find some way to start shutting down the internet. And we'll just have to do something else. Like burn a building. I don't know. Burn something material.
Well, that's something that I think that they've been sort of testing out in small degrees for a while now. You know, I mean, like, there. I mean, it's not the U.S., but a great example is, like, you know, when those riots happened in London, they went and tapped Facebook and started, like, you know, messing with it, you know, making it quite evident that these things can be, like, monitored, altered, controlled, shut down, you know, because if they can do it, I know the U.S. government can do it.
The problem with the U.S. government doing it is they lose money if they shut these down. Since they do get taxes from the income off U.S.-based sites, shutting them down poses an economic issue as well as a social unrest issue. So I don't think they're willing to shut them down as much as police them. Now, with the London riots, they caught thousands of people. They showed up to their houses and arrested them because of Facebook, because these idiots were posting pictures and shit online.
That's the thing is that, yeah, you know, it's, I don't know. It's I really want to see anything that even vaguely resembles SOPA killed, just because of the ramifications of it. It's like Jason Sorrell was saying, you know, every troll or, you know, it can, you know, basically stalk you and report you every time you do something fucked up and just keep shutting you down until, you know, there's nothing left.
No, yeah, we definitely need to keep the state out of the internet. I think it's funny that our government criticized China for censoring the internet, then we invented SOPA. And really? Really,
no,
America?
See, what I find interesting is that we celebrated about, you know, getting the name out, and yet it seems every single bill they come up with afterwards, it's just getting worse.
Yeah, it's progressively the worst shit under different names. Like, people don't... They don't listen. They don't think that censoring the internet really is that big a deal. Or I guess our government doesn't understand global communication of this level, of this magnitude. Shit. Everybody needs to get on Facebook. Let's do it. But in response to the growing anti-piracy legislation, there have emerged new means to get your fix, of course. My most recent use of one is Tribler. It is essentially a torrent network that is decentralized, meaning that there is no central server. It functions, I guess I would say it functions similar to Bitcoin, in that it's based on a network of users rather than a server hosting files. So you can search through the network of users using the client. Even better is you can stream directly from their content.
Mm-hmm.
This is piracy at its finest. You don't even need to download the shit. I was playing with it earlier. I gotta say, I'm impressed with what it can do. I'm unimpressed with the lack of content. There's a lot of shit on there, but I listen to obscure stuff that sometimes you can't find files for. And now that Mega Upload's down, and BitChunky's down, and other sites are going down, it's getting harder to really loot. But if you're into torrenting, I suggest giving Tribbler a try. It's T-R-I-B-L-E-R. They've received so much activity recently that their site now has no information other than the download link because of the bandwidth being used by people visiting. It is a project that's been developed for the past 5 years and is only recently gaining popularity simply due to the fact that you don't need to go to a site and download a torrent file. You can stream what you want to download before you download it. Verify it is what it is, so there goes viruses. And it's decentralized. It's harder to fucking trace. So you're less likely to have an FBI agent come and take your computer. There was another one. There's a Russian browser or search engine. I can't remember the link. If anybody remembers it, go ahead and post it on Sin. Post it in chat or email me something. But it essentially is a search system which gives you direct links to MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just download it directly from the search system, which is really cool. I swear I've played with it, but I can't remember what the fuck it is. So I can't give you guys the link, and I'm sorry for that. Any other operation news, Lexi?
Huh?
Any news going on?
You mean from the couch?
From the couch.
Well, the exception of my brief stint in the hospital here a couple of days ago, the only thing I've been paying attention to is the ever-growing birth control problems that seem to be in debate right now about whether or not insurance companies should have to give the option or cover parts of these options. And being a woman, I know birth control is not fucking cheap.
No.
But let's not make any crack fucks that I'm pregnant right now.
Speaking of birth control, I want to shout out to Republican candidate Rick Santorum. This guy. This guy is awesome. I just want to put this out there. This is a quote from Rick Santorum. One of the things I will talk about that no president has talked about before is I think the dangers of contraception in this country. Many of the Christian faith have said, well, that's okay. Contraception is okay. It's not okay. It's a license to do things in a sexual realm that is counter to how things are supposed to be.
He believes that...
Wow.
Yeah,
he's got my vote now.
Yeah, he believes insurance companies shouldn't have to cover it. Because he doesn't think that it costs enough so that, you know, it's just a couple bucks, you know.
No, that's just a cop-out. It's a cover for his moral position.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just a moral position, but, I mean, honestly, you know, I can see the whole, you know, women are getting extra quote-unquote benefits here argument that serves, except... you're not letting these things go over the counter. Birth control pills, for example, have been on the market long enough that they should have gone over the counter in, like, the 90s, easy, you know, to where you could just go to the drugstore and buy them. And if that would happen, it would not only lower the cost, but then the insurance companies wouldn't have to pay for it anymore.
See, the only issue, and they probably would have, if we had a purely Democratic Congress, I truly believe most of that shit would be gone. All the issues would be taken care of because the fuck do they care if you want birth control? Why does it need to be regulated so hard?
That's kind of what I'm wondering, is why the hell does the government give a shit whether or not I don't want to get pregnant?
Because many of the Republicans are evangelical Christians. In fact, most of them are. And they make no qualms about hiding it either. They're open about it. And people don't pay attention to the shit they really say when they elect these people in. Either that or
well,
the people disagree aren't voting.
Well, and it's not only that, but I mean, like with that issue in particular, there's a real, you know, the conservative Christian right has definitely mutated sort of how these things, in my opinion, should have gone. For example, that morning after pill was like designed to be an over the counter option, and then they gave doctors the right to say no based on, like, moral principle to not give it, which is, like, you know, just, you know, unnecessary, and in my opinion, almost, like, unethical to try to, like, then you have to find a doctor that agrees with the pill morally when it was basically designed to be, like, aspirin.
Well, the issue is more how anyone comes down to it. The government should work on an objective basis. There's no reason our government should be working from a subjective moral basis, especially an extreme conservative Christian moral basis, which it does.
Yeah.
And I'll never understand what right these people think they have other than they've been elected in by the people they've, you know, been paid for. And Santa
is
currently leading, I do believe, in Republican... the candidate run, which makes him a huge fucking issue. Because will spill over into his policies, just like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
Like every other Republican does. I have no problem with how the Republicans view the financial budget. They want it, other than being hypocritical about it. I mean, I agree with the stance of small government and let the market run its way, but that's not how they operate. And that's never been how they operated. We need to stop voting for them. I'm not saying Democrats are hypocritical in their own right. I'm saying they're less damaging than the fucking Republicans. I'm sorry if I interrupted you, FS. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say that, you know, like with the issue you're talking about, this is one where... morality plays a much larger role than pretty much any other reasoning behind it. And honestly, I'm of the opinion, which is like, I don't know, like the Christian right is so against abortion. It's like, to me, it's a no-brainer. If you decentralize birth control to a level where, you know, women have easy available access to it, you're going to decimate those abortion rates that you're, you know, so pissed off about, because if you can get it over the counter, it's probably not going to progress to the point that it progresses to. Because, I mean, it's like Ord said, it's expensive. It's not just the doctor's visit. It's, you know, they're you know, it depends on the option. I mean, they're pricey, you know, like month to month to month. I remember when, you know, I have like 5 kids and shit. But anyways, I was like 18. They actually pulled me off of my mother's coverage. And I can remember that, like, my birth control pills were going to cost me $120 cash to buy at that point.
Yeah, see, and, you know, there's a couple things I want to say to that. It's like, you know, I agree that it would lessen the chance of abortions being had, but at the same time, really radical Christians believe that it is God's will, and if you get pregnant, you are meant to get pregnant. And you should not bar God's will. And
everything happens for a reason.
Right, and they view birth control as barring God's will.
Because the Lord works in mysterious ways. Look at the
well, yeah, but see though, I've always been of this opinion when it comes to that. It's like, that's bullshit too, because if God wants a baby to happen, birth control ain't gonna stop it. So what are you talking about?
You know? That's an argument for that.
Well, yeah, I know. I just I think it's kind of retarded, because it's like, you know, if your all-powerful deity, you know, wants a baby to happen, I don't think the birth control pills the woman is taking are going to, you know, stop that. I mean, I had a friend one time who actually got her tubes tied, which is like a big thing. And then they, like, morphed themselves back together and she got pregnant again. You know, that's a, you know, you got to stop and go, well, maybe, like, something was meant to be there, you know?
I want to say something, since we're talking about morality and birth control and all that shit. Since I do believe Santorum is leading the Republican votes, and there is argument to be made that he won't impose moral values on others. This is a quote from Rick Santorum. The idea is that the state doesn't have rights to limit individuals' wants and passions. I disagree with that. I think we absolutely have rights because there are consequences to letting people live out whatever wants or passions they desire. That's a pretty heavy fucking remark.
I can't believe this guy is leading. That's unfathomable. It just shocks me. That guy's leading. That guy with those quotes. Wow.
Gingrich was leading for a very small period of time. But when he can't even keep his own personal life straight, how are they going to keep him as a president? Or Herman Cain, or any of the other candidates they've had up. They're running out of options. And I think this is one of their final runs. It was either him or Romney, and they're both on the same level of asininery. I think I just made up a word.
You did.
That we come up with a penalty for people who decide not to leave their homes during graduation.
Yeah, he actually is. There's another one. I actually have a list of these up right now. I mean, you have people who don't heed those warnings and people at risk as a result of not heeding those warnings. There may be a need to look at tougher penalties on those who decide to ride it out and understand that there's consequences to not leaving. This is a suggestion from Rick Santorum.
He's actually suggesting that we find a legal punishment for people who decide not to leave their home when evacuation warnings are given.
Wow.
Like making that a crime.
That's not. He also wants to make homosexuality a crime. He supports the. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm going to go with genocide. The genocide of homosexuals and single mothers. Because they destroy traditional values. He's not alone on this. If you look at the Republican candidates, Romney, I'm sure Gingrich will say shit like that, but not really mean it until he gets into office because he's one of those assholes. I mean, look, let's be real. He says gay marriage destroys the sanctity of marriage when he's cheated on two of his three wives.
Yeah, but that's different. His penis was going in another vagina, not a, you know, an ass.
Who knows? It might have gotten an ass. He seems like a freak.
He's got that quote here about how it would change how, like, sex and health education would go in our schools for our kids. And he's very much against portraying, you know, the American family in different ways that they really are these days. I mean, I know more divorcees and more single parents than I know people who are married. And,
yeah.
You know, that just to me is an unreal look. Everything that I read from this guy is just, it just makes me want to puke everywhere.
That's
well, he seems to have no understanding of where things are currently at, which is that, you know, the anomaly is becoming that nuclear family that, you know, his policies and stuff seem to want to prop up. That's no longer the norm. And this guy seems to have, like, I don't know, it seems like his vision of America is, like, let's police and force the 1950s, basically, which is bullshit.
I think he wants to go further back than that. Him and Romney and the other Christian Republican candidates have this medieval mindset of how things are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot change. And it comes from where they come from. if you look at these guys' lives and the societies they come through, why do these people have? Why do we keep electing people from these areas? Why do we keep electing people from closed-off situations who have very little experience with down-to-earth, real life? And I don't give a shit about fiscal policies when it comes down to it. I agree with Republicans' fiscal policies. I agree with some of the Democrats' fiscal policies. That's not an issue for me. You guys can work that out. They're never going to work it out anyway, but that's not what bothers me when I look at a candidate. It's the shit they want to do that could affect personal lives of me and my friends. And the policies that would make otherwise decent people into criminals.
Mm-hmm.
I just cannot stand. I don't understand at all. Fuck it, I'm voting Ron Paul. Colbert 2012. FS, you got any weigh in on this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a line where, like, I don't know. I actually become more concerned with the fiscal stuff and tend to actually vote Republican because I tend to agree with them fiscally more than the Democrats. And the one thing that I would say that really irritates me is the other side of the coin that exists with it, which is this kind of liberal mindset that we need to legislate equality. And it winds up actually ultimately limiting rights within different groups. But it's from a more, I don't know, I'd say secular or egalitarian perspective. You know, an example would be like, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, you can't not hire blacks because you can't like it, because you don't like them, for example. It's another thing to say you're required to have a certain number working this job and wind up, you know, screwing over people that have been there for years to promote somebody to look like you're being, you know, politically correct. And I mean, like, I've even, like, gotten jobs and stuff based on this stuff because I'm a woman. But it just, you know, it stinks just as bad as what the conservative Christians do, too.
I just see that as less damaging.
Mm.
No, I get what you're saying. It's reverse racism when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an issue. I just don't see it as a really big issue. But then again, I've always been around black people. I have no issue with black people. Some of the best friends I've ever had have been, you know, black and Hispanic. So I don't give a shit. That's just
I was raised in a household where, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's like, my mother is, like, I don't know, like, she's kind of racist now, but, like, she was, like, I don't know, like, the most, like, progressive person you would have ever met when I was younger. Like, I don't know, like, one of her best friends was, like, with a transgendered woman going through the process of becoming a man. And, like, I was, like, a little kid and around these people, so, like, you know, like, gay rights, things like that, you know, all that stuff, like, I've always been wrong, and my views on that are progressive, but I'm also of the viewpoint that, you know, I don't think that equality, you know, can be legislated because it really doesn't exist, and it's enforcing something that winds up becoming just as ugly as, you know, attacking it from a moral perspective. It's a new kind of morality I see sort of running around, you know, the U.S. In particular.
You know, one of my old jobs, I got to ask why I kept working with the Mexicans. And I looked at this dude. It was a white guy. And he had a prison mentality, so he was a little bit pissed at me. I just kept working with the brown people. I looked at him, I go, if you worked half as hard as the goddamn illegals, I'd give you more hours. But you don't, so get the fuck out of my face.
Yep.
And, like, I don't actually know of anywhere around here that hires people solely to fit a quota.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's does? That explains... Wait.
I've worked in several places that do that.
Black people.
Almost every corporation around here has a quota.
That's quite funny. I don't notice it. I just don't.
My husband's dealing with that right now, which is that where he's working in the district he works in, they only have like one black guy, and the guy is like terrible. Okay, like he's like violently threatening managers that are female. He's refusing to do like any aspect of his job. So all they do with this guy is bounce him around from store to store because he's the only black guy. That's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's an example that, like, yeah, you know, it's really irritating. Or, like, you know, I've worked at Waffle House and seen that where, like, Waffle House tends to be, quite honestly, mostly rednecks working there, you know. I mean, the stereotype is pretty much true. But, like, you every once in a while have a black person walk in the door and start working there. And, like, they can do whatever they want to, pretty much. Because it's like, hey, look, we're not racist, see? It's basically like, I mean, like, you know, I was working at Kentucky, and I dealt with that, like, so many times. We had this one waitress who was literally a crackhead. And they kept her because she was black. That was it.
Yeah. I don't, yeah. Like, I've yet to face that issue, so I can't really comment on
yeah.
it. I do understand the problem with it, though. I mean, I don't entirely agree with it. I don't agree with affirmative action. I think it's a bit absurd. Especially
yeah.
in, you know, like my areas, where we have a huge concentration of black people, and many of them are educated, you know, non-confrontational dudes. It would be a great majority of them will beat your ass, but most of them won't. Well, not most of them, I just went back on myself. You know, there's enough that won't. They hold decent positions, and they work hard. I know a lot of hard-working dudes. Does that mean they should get the job simply based on color? Yeah, that shouldn't be legislated.
Yeah.
It shouldn't. That's
Well,
I understand.
And it gets taken advantage of, not by people that actually have merit, but people that don't most of the time. Which is like, you know, the insert minority here, whether it's woman or whatever, you know, that gets promoted solely based on that gender preference or solely keeps that job based on, you know, whatever it is. They are dead weight, basically, because, you know, most bosses at the end of the day could give a shit if you're purple as long as you do your job well. Like you were saying earlier about your friend. If you worked as hard as the illegals, I'd keep you around. Exactly. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It matters what you do. You know,
right.
So affirmative action failed for that reason because it just keeps around dead weight.
See, I've only been in one job where we kept people because we couldn't get rid of them. And it had nothing to do with color. It was just a bureaucracy issue. It was too hard to fire people.
Mm-hmm.
And, fuck, when they make a mistake in hiring, you pay for it for a year. Because it takes forever to get rid of them. But I pass. We've got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run the outro.
All
Maybe
right.
we'll end the show next week because it looks like we can.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where?
He said that this format was fine, and if you wanted to do it 2 days a week, go ahead. I talked to him about it on Wednesday.
Cool. You know, my issue was with all the things going on. I don't have the time to look into stuff. You know,
yeah.
And I can't count on everybody else. No offense to anybody else involved. I just, it's just how I roll. I can't look into it. I don't expect other people to either.
Mm-hmm.
And that last show we had, or the first show we had after we'd been off air for 2 weeks, went 45 minutes, and we had about 20 minutes of silence and dead air.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want a repeat of that. If we're going to do a show, let's keep it going. Let's keep it moving. And that's just how
yeah.
I stand. But as long as I can get stuff up, we probably do a longer show, especially if you're into it and ready to talk about it. So we'll look into
yeah.
making the show an hour long again next week, and I'll see what I can do about doing extra shows on weekends. And I'll hit you
all
up right. on Sin about that. I'm going to run the outro.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye, y'all.